See, you must become dogged. If you will shine in this world, you must become rugged. If you will beam the light of God in this world, there are too many people compromising. See, if you don't have the martyr spirit, they will intimidate you. They will come and threaten you. They will shake you. They will trouble you so that you will fidget. When they finish talking, stand up and say, do your worst. On this matter, I won't be careful. When I receive my commissioning letter, I also receive my death letter. I'm willing to die for it. I won't beg you if it has to do with Jesus. And I will never compromise. If you like, demote me on the job. If you like, send me to a village. I will be there enjoying God. Because this world is not my home. We are pilgrims on the face of the earth. We are going to a place that is beyond the star. That is where our true enjoyment is. And so you will not use anything in time to intimidate me. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, when they caught the three Hebrew boys, these were supposed to be princes in Babylon. If it is the gospel they are preaching today, all they will know how to do is diplomacy, how to interact with the king and keep their position. That's what they teach in church today. We teach principles of craftiness, treachery. Relationships are not even real anymore. Because people are taught how to greet you. Somebody will write a letter or write you a message. And there are some who are genuine. I'm not being pessimistic. But even the things they write, they are taught to write so. God's servant, I just want you to know that I love you. I appreciate you from the depth of my heart. And I don't take for granted what God is doing in your life. That same person will sit tomorrow with somebody and gossip you. And so what he's writing, he's mentored to write it. He doesn't know what he's saying. Because we have been taught how to doctor relationship. This is what they teach in business school. How to win the confidence of your business partners. And that's what we have brought into the hallowed assembly of God. But you see, there are people who can forgo their best relationships if it comes in line with their faith. And when these princes of Babylon were confronted with choosing worship of their God and that of Nebuchadnezzar, they said, O king, we will not be careful to answer you in this matter. There is a realm where diplomacy stops. If we are talking about matters of Babylon and state, we can address you and relate you to in diplomacy. But if it has to challenge our conviction, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Do your worst. If it is that image, we will not bow. Is it the Christianity of today? A professor who teaches young people, who is supposed to be the first example of society, a professor comes to dictate a lie and call it a national election result. They know how corrupt the system is that they don't even go for ordinary people. They go for the people that you feel should have credibility. And an old professor walks up after studying for more than 15 to 20 years and lecturing for more than 35 years. There's no character. There's no value. They bring few dollars and the leg is shaking. And he comes to speak English. This is 210. Is that the result that came from the field? And he will introduce himself as Barnabas. Do you know who Barnabas is? Do you know Barnabas? He said Barnabas and Paul were men that hazarded their lives for the gospel. You that have sold your nation for few dollars, you are the one calling yourself Barnabas. Better go and change it, because your name is Judas Iscariot. Shameless men all over the place. Old men that should be an example. According to patterns of scripture, Paul said the older men are supposed to teach us values. The older women are supposed to teach values to the younger ones. But today, what a shame. You see old men lying on national television. And when you ask them what is their name, they say their name is Paul. You are Paul? You Paul? Do you know who Paul is? Do you know who Paul? You don't have a name. That's what you don't know. You don't have a nomenclature in the spirit. Because there is something about the order of Paul. Paul. There is something they carry. You say you are Enoch. Do you know who Enoch is? You are Daniel. Oh no. Maybe you don't know the meaning of names. If you go back to that tribe, they will reject you. Because you are a shame to that order. But these things happen when there are no witnesses. Paul was speaking. And he said, I die daily. Because there are times when I forgo friends. There are times when I forgo businesses. There are times when I forgo opportunities. There are times when I forgo the things that should add value to my life for the sake of this gospel. And because I would have needed those things to progress physically, but because of the gospel, I have to leave them. You see, I die daily. I die daily. If you study Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 35, it said widows received their dead back to life and they entered the main business. It says some of them endured cruel mocking. And it said they were sawn asunder. It said they rejected deliverance that they may have a better resurrection. What do they know? What were they taught? What is the motivation of their own kind of Christianity? Because they know what it means to stand and say Jesus is Lord. For them, it's not a language. For them, it's a reality. And they will give everything to defend it. I've told you again and again, when Peter was to be crucified, he didn't say, wait, I want to write a letter to my wife. There was no time. All the letters they wrote were to churches. They were overwhelmed by this truth. Overwhelmed that you have to remind them of their personal things. Peter was married with children. But Peter was more passionate about the church in Galatia, about the church in Cappadocia. Those were the burdens of his spirit. And when they wanted to crucify him, he said, please, when you crucify me, don't face me up. I'm not worthy to be faced up. He said, turn me upside down. I can't be the way my master was. What did this man know? And this is not what apostles should do. This is what every believer should do. Because in the early church, they were numerous. When you start reading church history, you will hardly find birthdays. Nobody cares how you were born. They were interested how you left. And so all you will see are death days. This is when this one died. This is how he died. This is when this one died. This is how he died. We celebrate birthday every year. And our life counts for nothing. Because there's nothing we are standing for. And if we have to die, we will die for it. So poor that it is said now that everybody has a price. God forbid, not me. A witness is a martyr. A witness may not be an apostle. He may not be a prophet. But every witness is a martyr. Paul was speaking. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? The guy came to a point where he was troubleshooting himself. Is there anything on earth that is so precious? He said, is it trial? Is it death? Is it height? Is it depth? Is it pains? Is it nakedness? What is that thing that can separate me from the love of God? He said, there's nothing. That's a martyr. Everyone listening to me, something will come upon your life. And if the whole Nigeria decides to compromise, you will stand. And if you have compromised before, the grace to stand going forward, receive it now.